This episode of Coverville is brought to you by Sounddrop Music Distribution. Are you an independent artist that wants to make money from your cover songs? Well, visit sounddrop.com today to get started. Coming up on episode number 1230, it is the long overdue tribute to the Queen of Soul herself. Aretha Franklin passed away about a week ago, and because of a trip to Santa Fe and some audio difficulties while I was out there, I just wasn't able to put together a show before now, but I'm doing it now, and hey, time makes the heart grow fonder. No, time... It simmered, and what I'm trying to say is all the songs simmered and melded their flavors, so they're even stronger. I think that's what I'm trying to say. Anyway, it's the Aretha Franklin cover story, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rough.
From Coverville for a Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, August 23rd, 2018. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Sadly, a tribute edition of Coverville, which is something usually happens after an iconic, a legendary musician is passed on. And that's exactly the case of what happened about a week ago. Aretha Franklin passed away at the age of 79, I believe, due to complications from pancreatic cancer. I believe I got that right. 76. I'm sorry, not 79. 76. She was born March 25th, 1942, Aretha Louise Franklin, and left her mark in music with not only some amazing originals, but probably what is arguably the best cover song of all time. A song that is so entrenched and intertwined with Aretha Franklin that most people don't know that it's a cover song. Well, we're going to be playing that tonight. As a matter of fact, we're going to be starting with that tonight. It is our first song. She had covered the song Respect, originally done by Otis Redding, but made it her own in such a way that we'll always be thinking of Aretha Franklin when we hear the song Respect. Another band, The Vagrants, recorded their version in 1967, really shortly around the time that Aretha Franklin recorded her cover. Theirs, you know, obviously has elements of the Otis Redding original, and that whole R-E-S-P-E-C-T thing, that was added by Aretha Franklin. But The Vagrants, they put their own spin on it too. From the Nuggets, original artifacts from the 60s, here is Respect by The Vagrants.
We'll be right back. Chain, chain, chain.
Chain, chain, chain.
Just a plaything. She needs love.
So if you wanna do
Sinead O'Connor with a cover of Do Right Woman, that one from the album She Who Dwells in the Secret Place of the Most High Shall Abide Under the Shadow of the Almighty. Whew, yeah, ask your retailer for that one. A two-disc set that she released that had a bunch of B-sides, outtakes, things like that, and came out in 2003. Sinead O'Connor with a cover of Aretha's Do Right Woman. Before that, Sinead with a cover of Chain of Fools. That one had a nice Latin flavor to it, which is appropriate because it came from a 2010 collection called Rhythms del Mundo Revival, where the RDM folks got together with a bunch of new artists to do some great covers of classics like Chain of Fools. Before that, Jimmy McGriff with a terrific instrumental version of Think, that song that Aretha sang in the coffee shop at the in the Blues Brothers film. Such a great, memorable moment, a memorable role for Aretha. And boy, talk about female empowerment at its finest, that scene. Fantastic stuff. Jimmy's version you can find on The Worm, which came out in 2002. Aretha herself with a cover of Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water, that one from Undercover Volume 1, and The Vagrants from Nuggets, original artifacts from the first psychedelic era, and a cover of the Otis Redding song that Aretha absolutely made her own, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, Respect. We've got more Aretha coming up here in just a moment, including a bunch of covers of the Beatles done by Aretha. But before we get to that, we've got this. It's a quick word from our sponsor. Our sponsor today is Sounddrop, S-O-U-N-D-R-O-P. Just one D right in the middle of it, sounddrop.com. Now, you are potentially, because you're listening to this show, interested in cover songs. At least I hope you're more than a little bit interested in cover songs. Maybe you're a musician, and maybe you're a musician that does cover songs, and you're trying to figure out a way to make money from doing cover songs. Sure, you're on YouTube, maybe you record live on Twitch, or you put them up on SoundCloud, wherever, and you're developing a great audience, you're developing a terrific listener base, but you want to be making more money from doing that. Well, Sounddrop is the key to that. Sounddrop music distribution is the link between you recording your music getting online, developing that fan base, and making money from it. They put together the lowest possible upfront cost and make sure that all the licensing is taken care of. We know, I know anyway, about what's involved with licensing, and SoundDrop taking care of all that is a huge part of this. They also take care of all the metadata requirements so that as you get this stuff put out there, all the right information is in place so people can discover the rest of your music. Every month, they pay out over $500,000 to independent cover song artists, and you should be one of them. The D for demonstrated success, the D for determination, the D for dollars, right there in the middle of the word. SoundDrop Music Distribution, sounddrop.com. That's one D in the middle. Now, you're probably ready. You're ready. You're saying, Brian, I'm ready to sign up, but I'm waiting for a coupon code. Guess what? They've already lowered the price to make it as inexpensive as possible for all artists to get started. So there's no coupon code. You just go right to their website, sounddrop.com, and sign up. Also, if you go to Twitter or Facebook and you mention SoundDrop and Coverville, so mention us, give us an at mention, with a link to your new release, we will retweet it and share it to our audiences, and that's a great way to get some exposure for you, for free, right there using the social media that you're probably already using. So it's a great way. That's it. That's SoundDrop. Keep an eye on them, man. They employ an entire team of experts who review your release and make sure that it's all taken care of, every aspect of it. Go out there, make some money with SoundDrop Music Distribution. That's SoundDrop, SoundDrop, one D right in the middle of there, SoundDrop.com. Check them out today. Was a little bit of my notes that was below the below the call to action, so I had to jump back a little bit. That is some inside baseball for you, so you know how all this stuff works. Are you fascinated by it yet? I am. Golly. Let's go ahead and get to a set of music, starting with a few covers that Aretha did herself covering the Beatles. She did a lot of covers of the Beatles. These are just a handful of them. I've played a few on Coverville in years before, and it's really cool, that relationship that she had with the Beatles music. It was a really good way to introduce the Beatles music to a whole different audience of soul fans and R&B fans. Starting with this one right here, came out in 1970 and re-released on the Come Together Black America Sings the Music of Lennon and McCartney. Here is Aretha and her cover of Let It Be.
Myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she's standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be, let it be, let it be. Living in the world agree, there will be an end.
it's still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be.
I wake up to the sound of music.
Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. There will be an answer. in the eyes in his head. See the world spinning around.
Sit right down in your car and take a ride while you're moving. moving on. Let's call this song exactly what it is.
What it is, what it is, what it is.
It's a funky low-down feel.
What it is.
Move your hip from left to right.
What it is.
What it is, I might be sure.
What it is.
This funky dance all night, right?
I don't have a cover of the Beatles covering Aretha Franklin. That would have made a great capper to that set. But I do have Hall & Oates covering Aretha Franklin. Back in 2004, Hall & Oates, Daryl and John, as some people might be fortunate enough to call them, recorded an album called Our Kind of Soul, where they did a bunch of covers of soul classics, stuff that they kind of grew up on, influences, things like that. And Rock Steady by Aretha Franklin was one of the songs they included. Great album, by the way. And, you know, 14 years ago, still sounding amazing, Hall & Oates. And Daryl Hall, of course, doing that stuff. The online series, the Daryl's House. What is it called? Daryl's Place? Anyway, it's great, and bringing in live artists to go and perform, it's absolutely cool, even if I can't remember what the name of it is. It's something worth checking out. And then a four-pack of Aretha Franklin songs covering the Beatles. Eleanor Rigby, you'll find all these on Greatest Hits and compilation discs. That one came from the very best of Aretha Franklin. And Eleanor Rigby, where she turns it into a first-person account, being Eleanor Rigby herself. And it's really, really cool. The Fool on the Hill, an outtake from rare and released recordings from The Golden Reign of the Queen of Soul, which was an album released back in 2007. You can tell it's an outtake by the fact that there's part of it where she's not right next to the microphone, doesn't pick her up, and also the way it ends kind of abruptly and doesn't fade out. Long and Winding Road, that one from a tribute to the Beatles called Glass Onion, I believe came along with Q Magazine. And Let It Be, covered for the released on the Come Together, Black America Sings the Music of Lennon McCartney. Originally released in 1970, that song, and then brought back for that compilation just a few years ago. Hey, one real quick thing I want to tell you about. We've got about 48 hours, a little more than 48 hours left on the Kickstarter for the podcasting project that I'm working on. We are so close to funding this thing. Please visit Kickstarter or go to bit.ly/toppodcaster. That's bit.ly/toppodcaster and get this thing funded. It is a podcast reality show called So You Think You've Got the Talent to Be America's Next Top Podcaster. We're going to be taking 12 podcasters through a rigorous campaign of projects to see who reigns supreme But most importantly, it's going to be a comedy show, man. It's me, Scott Johnson, Jury, Tom Merritt, Nicole Spagnuolo, all in one place. You'll not find any podcast that have this amazing amount of 200-watt bright star power in one place. So go to bit.ly/toppodcaster and do it today. All right, we've got one last set of music for you. Going to kick things off with a favorite of mine, a woman I got to interview for the show, and she was absolutely delightful and always so excited to see what new things she comes out with. Her name's Alison Crowe. She is up there in the great white north of Canada. In 2006, released this album called This Little Bird, which included this beautiful rendition of I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You by Aretha. Here is Alison Crowe.
You're a liar, you're a cheat. And I don't know why I let you do these things to me. My friends keep telling me that you ain't no good. Oh, if I could, I guess I'm uptight, but I'm stuck like glue. 'Cause I ain't never loved a man the way that I love you. Ago, I thought that you'd run out of fools, but I was so wrong, and now you got one that you'll never lose. The way that you treat me is a shame. Could you hurt me so? Best thing that you ever had. Kiss me once again. Don't you never, never, never say that we're through. 'Cause I ain't never loved a man the way that I love you. I can't sleep at night. I can't eat a bite. I guess I'll never be free since you we'll be right back. Thank you.
looking out on the morning rain. Used to feel so uninspired, but I knew I had to face another day. Oh, it made me feel tired. For the day I met you, life was so unkind. You're the key to my peace of mind. You make me feel, you make me feel, you make me feel. Well, my soul was in the lost and found. Came along and claimed it. I didn't know what was wrong with me, and your kiss helped name it. I'm no longer doubtful what I'm living for, and if I make it happen,
one of the most brilliant ways to take a song that is written for a very specific gender, it's right there in the title, and doing a cover of it in the opposite gender, and not having to worry about changing the lyrics, like by saying you make me feel like a natural man. That is David Bierman Overdrive from the album Standard Skies, which came out in 2014. Instead of saying you make me feel like a natural woman, just says you make me feel, and it changes just enough of the song to keep the meaning, but not make you notice the gender change. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. You Make Me Feel by David Bierman Overdrive. Jumpin' Jack Flash right before that. Sure, we had Aretha covering the Beatles, but what about the Stones? Well, she did covers of them too. That one included on the Paint It Black, the compilation of the Rolling Stones cover songs from 2006. Mojo Magazine included that. Cyndi Lauper from her 2003 all-cover album At Last with a cover of Until You Come Back to Me, That's What I'm Gonna Do. And Since You Begun, Baby, Baby, Sweet Baby by Tower of Power, that one from the Great American Soul Book from 2009. The Tower of Power, obviously great backing band. Well, more than just a backing band. Just amazing band that that was part of so many big hits in the 60s and 70s, and released an album of their own called Great American Soul Book in 2009. Alison Krauss at the top of that set with a voice that, you know, it's hard to compare anybody to the voice of Aretha Franklin, but Alison Krauss has such an amazing, amazing control and vocal range that hearing her do that cover of I Never Loved a Man the Way I Do, it absolutely brings tears to my eyes. So, so beautiful. She released that in 2006 on her album, This Little Bird, Alison Krauss. And that, as you can probably tell by the closing music, is going to do it for this episode of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed this as much as I enjoyed making it for you. We'll be back next week. Until then, if you want to get in touch with me, please email me. Requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. If you want to call and make a request, that number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. Of course, coverville.com is the rest of the news, the rest of the information for you. Go to coverville.com. You're going to find everything you need there regarding cover songs, searchable database, all that great stuff. coverville.com. As I mentioned, we'll be back next week. We've pushed out the Rolling Stones tribute, the Led Zeppelin tribute. Not Mick Jagger. No, Robert Plant is turning 70 or turned 70. So that was going to be this week. We're pushing that out 1 week. So next week, the Led Zeppelin and Robert Plant cover story. Stick around for that. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. Where you're going to hear podcasts so good, they'll make you feel like a natural listener.
Part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.